Tucked in the corner unit of a shopping plaza in Sleepy Pelham, New Hampshire, the Pinball Wizard Arcade gives few clues to its existence aside from its crisp-looking billboard. But head through the doors, past the front counter, and down the arcade's aisles of vintage games, and a single fact becomes overwhelmingly apparent. There's no place like this anywhere near here. The owner of Pinball Wizard is Sarah St. John. She told me that many of these machines, most from her personal collection, came to her in pretty rough shape, sometimes needing up to 50 hours or more to restore to playable condition.
Actually, I have an electrical engineering degree, and I do all the repairs myself. I'm also mechanically inclined, so I will rebuild whatever needs to be rebuilt. Brand new joysticks, we have gone through, we have rebuilt all flippers, so everything is in mint condition.
A 30-year veteran of the gaming industry, Sarah's collection has grown to over 150 machines, and she purchased about 80 or more for the opening of the arcade. While her background is mostly in classic arcade games, she believes there's an overlap between her passion and today's generation of high-tech gamers.
Modern gaming is great. I'm more of a classic person. I enjoy a great game of pinball, and if any of my customers come in wanting to play me a game of pinball, I welcome it.
To say that Sarah's a pinball freak is an understatement. She's a member of the Boston Pinball Association. But her arcade is full of vintage cabinets like Pac-Man, Zaxxon, and Galaga. As it turns out, you don't have to have grown up in the 80s to appreciate them.
Oh, my favorite game so far? Well, I only played two, but what was the last one I played? I forget.
Centipede.
Aside from their life in the arcade, Sarah's games have had bit parts in films. Two in particular, Joust and Crystal Castles, were featured in the film The Fighter. She talks about their roles as if they were Oscar-worthy. Her pride is also evident in the pristine condition of the machines. You'll be hard-pressed to find a burned-in screen or a sagging, wobbly joystick at the Pinball Wizard. But when I ask her if she's concerned about sharing these games with the public, Sarah doesn't bat an eye and tells me that's what they're made for. Pinball Wizard is attracting customers who aren't only curious about these games, but are drawn to them by their vintage charm. Or, in the case of one teenager I found playing pinball, the childhood memories they evoke.
It's a thing me and my dad did when I was a kid. We go to the arcade, and I'm from Worcester. We go to the arcade in the Greendale Mall. He's a big pinball fan, but I haven't been able to drag him up here yet.
Aside from preserving gaming nostalgia, Sarah sees herself as fulfilling a need by giving gamers something they can't find anywhere else.
My decision to open the arcade was to share the vast number of arcade games that I have with the public. Video games and pinballs are really difficult to find in quantity in one location. So what I've done is put all the classics into one central spot where everybody can play.
But walking past the rows of beeping, flashing electronic spectacles, it's hard to think that Sarah was simply being practical when she conceived of this place. After we talk, I spot her on the floor, elbow deep in the workings of a pinball machine. She patiently tugs at wires and reaches for a cart heaped with hand tools. The scene is the essence of the arcade itself, a sincere love of gaming and respect for the classic machines that shape most of our childhoods in one form or another, and are still shaping them today.
It's actually pretty fun. The skee ball's awesome.
For Word of Mouth, this is John Lynch.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean.